Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing getting your ex back is like cooking. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing getting your ex back is like cooking. So you might be wondering what this analogy is exactly about. And I'm going to give you three reasons why getting your ex back can be like cooking. So let's get straight into it. And number one is you need to follow the recipe. So if you're going to be cooking a meal, then if you want it to come out as good as possible, then you need to follow the recipe. And this is exactly the same when it comes to trying to get your ex back. You need to follow the recipe of advice to give you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. And I suggest you start this process by using my version of the no contact rule. So there are many different versions of the no contact rule that you can find online. And I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with my version of the rule. Because if you want to try to get to a goal, whether that is, like I said in the analogy, cook a great meal, get your ex back, or in essence anything, you know, you need to be following advice that's going to give you the best chance of achieving that goal. And hence, I believe that the first point of this podcast to really get across is that to give you that chance of getting your ex back, you need to follow the recipe, you need to follow the advice. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, but there are definitely things you can do to increase the chances of this one day happening. So now let's get into point number two, and that is leave to cook until ready. So if you're cooking a meal, then you need to leave it to cook for the correct amount of time. You need to make sure that when you decide to take it out of a pan, take it out of the oven, that it is completely cooked, that it is ready to be eaten. And you can't rush this process. You know, if you try to take food out of the oven too soon, if you try to pour it out of the pan too quickly, then when you start to eat your food, you're going to find that it tastes disgusting, it's not going to be right, and it's not going to have given you what you was hoping for, which was a great meal. So in a similar vein, and to use the analogy, you need to make sure you give your ex space. So you can't rush this process. You can't try to get your ex back and just start contacting them all the time. You know, as I referenced in point number one, I suggest that you use my version of a no contact rule. And this will mean, as one of the main aspects, that you never contact your ex again, if you've been dumped, this is, until you hear from your ex first. So this is basically going to be giving you the concept of you shouldn't be trying to rush the process, because if you do, you're not going to be getting the end result. You can't rush the process to cook a meal, and you can't rush the process to try to get your ex back. You just need to give them space. You need to go through the self-improvement. You need to do all of the other things that I suggest in my podcasts and in the book that I've written specifically on this subject. And you need to allow time to create the perfect possibility of you getting what you want. So the analogy is a great meal, or in the instance you're looking at, is trying to get your ex back. Now, as I referenced just earlier in point number two, this is very important if you are the person who has been dumped. Okay, if you are actually the person who dumped, if you are the dumper, then you will need to be doing things a bit differently, and check out my other podcasts on that. But if you are the dumpee, if you are the person who has been dumped, then you need to leave everything until your ex is ready to get back in touch. As I said, it might never happen. I don't try to give false promises. But if you give them enough time and space, and if you do everything else right, then eventually, it could be days, weeks, months, it could be a year, you stand a great chance of one day hearing from your ex again, and then you can start to rebuild your connection on a stronger foundation. So now we'll move into point number three, and the final point of today's podcast, and that is, don't dive straight in and get burned. Okay, so using the analogy again with cooking, so the meal is ready, you've cooked it for the right amount of time, it's ready to put on your plate. You don't dive straight in, you don't just put your fork straight in, you don't put your spoon straight in and put it straight in your mouth. You know, you wait till it actually cools, okay, because if you don't, you're going to get burned, and you don't want that, okay. So in the analogy connecting to trying to get your ex back, even if you hear from your ex, even if they reach out to you, you don't then dive straight in. You don't then think, okay, they've reached out to me for the first time in 3 months. So now I'm going to start bombarding them. Now I'm going to start phoning them at all hours. Now I'm going to go round to the house. No, you need to take your time with it. You do not want to dive straight in. You do not want to get burned, because if you do that, then you will scare your ex away. Your ex has come back to you with an initial message, and you need to realize that this is just the first step. You have not achieved your goal. You are not in a relationship with your ex again. They have simply decided to reach out to you, which is a huge momentous occasion. It's a huge step, but it's only the first step. You need to stay emotionally stable, you need to stay calm, and you need to, in essence, stay in no contact until more and more of this starts happening, you know? You want to be making sure that from this first interaction, that you have another interaction, because they want to, okay? Ultimately, you want to be meeting your ex. You want to be moving things along. You want to be trying to get them from messages to phone calls, possibly to video calls and then to meet, or from messages to meet if that seems applicable in your situation. But you can't just start bombarding them. You know, if you're having this first interaction and after a few messages you say, oh, would you like a phone call sometime? And they say, probably not, or maybe they might say, well, I don't know. That doesn't mean that you just ignore them and give them a phone call in a few days. You know, you've got to take your time. Make sure you are following the steps that I give. As I've said, they're in my other podcasts, they're in a book that I've written, which can be found on my website, dateme.tips. And I also provide email coaching if you want specific advice for your unique situation. Everything can be found on my website, dateme.tips. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you've been able to understand the analogy that I've been trying to get across between how you can compare trying to get your ex back and cooking. There are actually some similarities when you look at it in the way I've done it. So I just hope that it helps you understand a bit more the importance of following the recipe, leaving to cook until things are ready, and then don't dive straight in because you do not want to get burned. Make sure you do as much as you can in a positive way, and you stand an excellent chance of one day hearing from your ex again.